the book Hebrews, part 293. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yapachua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Sugiri Choir, any of the books which I've written, maybe my other book, which we are also using as a handbook currently, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, with information which you've never ever experienced in your life, which is reflecting exactly onto the end time that we are living in currently. Eschatology as you never experienced before. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa code plus 27, and the number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1 and start from the beginning. Otherwise, you've missed out on quite a bit of information. You're so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. It's very necessary to know that you need to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies and your TikTok messages, which is free. Send this link to your friends, families, and those that's dear to you. Make sure you leave us a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are so excited. I trust that you have done a bit of homework studying Hebrews 11 verse 18 and further on. Have you picked up anything there? Were you able to read between the lines? We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Hebrews 11 verse 18, of whom it was said, the womb is Father Abram, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In who? In Isaac. Abram's seed would be called in Isaac. It doesn't say in Isaac shall thy seeds, plural. It says seed, singular. One seed. Be called. Meaning, be forwarded. Be transplanted. Be taken into new generations. Now we understand that the seed of Abram was necessary for Isaac, Jacob, 12 sons, and the nation of Israel, which was later created by Yahweh, which wasn't a nation. Jacob was not Israel, he was called Israel, meaning from him would the nation of Israel come. Where we find that Judah and Ephraim, which was Joseph's son, drawn together, and they went, and from there, out of them came the nation of Israel. And later on they would break up in war, and then Israel will function with the nation of Judah. Now if we look at the bloodline, if we have to spend time in draw a graph, we would find that Abram's seed brought forth different nations. He didn't brought forth Israel. Isaac was not called Israel. It became from Jacob. Father says, from you, your seed, will come Israel, the nation of Israel. And as we take the line along, we never find a massive nation of Israelites, as many as the stars in heaven stand on the sea. No, my friend, a few moving forward, transplanting, multiplying, moving forward. But when I look at this promise This promise is actually showing towards the birth of Yahshua, the seed. Where Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the Garden of Eden, he says that your seed, this seed, will bruise the head of Satan, of the serpent, which was also figurative speech, showing towards the crucifixion, the death, burial, and the resurrection, the ascending of Yahshua, where the seed, not seeds, the seed, bruised the head of Satan by arising from purgatory, from Hades, not hell. Yahshua wasn't in hell. Hell is not created up till now. But it was Hades, the realm of death, Hades. That never happened, that anybody returned from dead, from the chains of Hades. It happened that Yahshua was the first to live and to ascend it into heaven alive after being dead. So what has happened? The promise unto Abram that in Isaac shall be thy seed, singular seed, showing forth forward in time to the seed of Yahshua. From Isaac came Jacob, came Judah, came the nephew, or let me say, came Joseph. Joseph had two sons, Ephraim and Judah, Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim drawn with Judah, and they became Israel. And from that seed, which all came from Abram, who were the promise through Isaac, came the seed, Yahshua, through the tribe of Judah, the lion tribe. Although Yahshua, Joseph was never his earthly father in the sense that he conceived him. No. Yahshua was conceived by the Ruach HaKodesh. But there needed to be a woman body, to bear the seed, singular seed, the bloodline of Abram through Isaac, through Jacob, going through to Judah, right through unto Miriam. It's not Mary, it's Miriam. The bloodline, the seed, the everlasting seed, which never happened before. So this promise that your offsprings will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the earth, on the sea, did not reflect unto Israel, the nation Israel, but through that seed, Yahshua's offspring would become as many as the stars in heaven, sand on the sea. If you take the last 2,000 years, 2,020 years, to come to 2026, do you know how many millions upon millions upon millions people have become part of the bride of Yahshua? The man from Galilee, coming from the roots of Jacob, and even Joseph, the earthly father of Yahshua, came through the bloodline of Isaac, right through unto Judah. So the scripture is so fulfilled in thy seed. Let no pastor or reverend or priest ever teach you again. that this was referring to Abram's seed. Abram's seed will never be as many as the stars in heaven or the sand of the shores. But the bloodline of Yahushua, the seed, the offsprings that will come and that has come already through the ages will just continue and continue and to continue unto the day that Yahushua will be drawn, will come with a parousia and draw us away. And then 1/3 of Israel in the great tribulation, the nation of Israel, the remnant, they will become part of the seed of Yahushua. Because 1/3 of them will accept Yahushua in the great tribulation, in a period of 7 years, 105 days. Get my book, Israel's Rapture. It's my doctoral degree. It's a subject where there was never in the history ever written a book upon this. It's not an idea, theology. Upon the scripture. I only use the scriptures, as Yahweh has promised it. And as it's been taken forward, as it was promised in history by Father Yahweh unto Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and we continue. I take you through the history. Things that will make your head stand straight up. Things that's happening today in Israel. I've written about it in my doctoral degree many years ago. It's available. So, that in Isaac shall be thy seed, singular seed, be called. Meaning, they will be called the seed. We are called of the seed of Yahushua. We are the bride of Yahushua. We are called Yafist with a V, not a W. We are called Yafist, meaning followers of Yahushua. Why? Because we received a promise. As Abram, Isaac, Jacob, they all received the promise. They lived in the promise. But they died in the promise, not entering Canaan, the land that overflows with milk and honey. The land that Yahweh had promised unto their forefather. They died without entering that city or even that land. We, as bride of Yahushua, we live in a promise of 2,000 years. We live today as if we are about there. We live in the expectation of living out of this body into a glorified body, into heaven. We live daily in holiness, because the Bible says without holiness you cannot see Yahweh your Elohim or Yahushua. What does this holiness mean? It means that after we came to repentance, we were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins, or for the remission of our sins. And from there, holiness starts, striving towards the pinnacle. The pinnacle is the end of my life. That's where I have to fit in. Now, Pastor Rina is my friend that we grew up together, and he died a couple of years ago. We were friends for many, many, many years. Since I was 15 years old. And we always had contact. Pastor Rinus, when we were young evangelists, years before we even went to the Bible college or anything, he was preaching. He was actually leading us in preaching the gospel. Although he was just 5 years older than myself. He was about 20 years old on that stage. So he used to pray, he used to teach that holiness is like a needle. You know the needle that you put thread into sew clothes or material together? He says if you turn it upside, the point to the top, the threading part to the bottom. And the needle is the end of my life. He says, after coming to repentance, be immersed. Now we follow Yahushua in holiness, meaning that we are laying down every day. We have our eye on our vision, which is the day that we will die. And to fit on that needle's point, which is so sharp, we need to lay down things. You know, when you come to repentance, it is a road of holiness. Apostle Paul says, it's like running a race. Only the one that comes first receives the prize. The first guy that's second, he's the first one, he's the first loser. He's receiving a second medal, but that's just to make him feel good. He's a loser. He's the first loser. Apostle Paul says we must run the race with the intentions to be the winner. With other words, fitting on the needle's point. And to be able to fit on that needle's point, we need to lay down in our lives every day in holiness. There's always something that we can lay down. There's also always something that the Ruach HaKodesh can convince and teach and lead us in faithfulness and truth. Now think about this. What do you have in your life that you want to lay down today to become perfect so that when the day comes when we need to live out of this world, living in with Yahushua, we need to fit on that needle's point. What do you have in your life? Only you and myself will know. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.